Rosa.
You are now listening to Fancy Plans and Things Radio.
It's Friday, and it's your girl Queen's favorite day of the week. Yes, hunty, it is finally Friday, and your girl is feeling really, really good. Okay, I'm super excited. I hope you guys are having an amazing Friday. And with all of that being said, if you are just now tuning into Fancy Plans and Things Radio, hi, I'm your host, Queen. Welcome to the show. If you're an oldie but a goodie, you are always here. You're checking in on your girl every Friday. Welcome back. Yes, hunty, I'm out here feeling really good, okay? I'm really excited that it's Friday because it's the weekend, okay? And, you know, Mr. Fancy is off, okay? Mr. Fancy is off work. And I'm just like, yeah. Let's go do something, Mr. Fancy, together, okay? I love when we get the chance to have little mini day dates and just do fun little things with each other. And I love when he's off work because I get to spend time with one of my favorite people in the world. And so I'm really excited that he's off this Friday, okay? I have to come and tell you guys one day why Friday is my favorite day of the week and why it just sticks out to me so much more than other days of the week. I will come and tell you guys that story one day. I may even do it next week, being that next week is, oh my gosh, oh, I'm so excited. Next week is literally Queentober, but we will get into that a little bit later in the show. But I cannot believe that September is almost over. This month has truly flown by. So many things have happened. I've been working behind the scenes on projects, and I'm a little nervous. But I'm really excited about some of the things that I have going on. There are a few final touches that I need to put on some stuff, but we will get into that later. And yeah, but I've been working really hard behind the scenes, and I've also just been taking it easy and taking time to really use the word that I always try to tell you guys, is that it's self-care time. Let's take time to self-care. I've unplugged a lot during this month where I just would just get offline and I wouldn't be online. I would rather be doing other things. I would rather be more present. And let me just say, tomorrow's not promised. And I think it would be great if some of us could just take a moment and be present in our lives, be present with our friends, our family, because we never know what tomorrow holds. And I think at this point in time in our lives, we are really living in the unknown. We don't know what's going to happen from day to day. We have the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. it's crazy, okay? We have all the things that are going on in Texas. We have all the things that are going on here in Florida. And let me just say, I'm well aware that I live in outer space, okay? You don't have to tell me that this is a whole nother planet, because I know Florida another planet. They might as well just remove us off the map at this point, okay? Lately, Texas has seemed like it is coming for Florida's neck. I feel like Florida was like, look, Texas was like, you've been in the rain too long. And, you know, we need to win. We need to be on top. Okay. You want to be on top? Y'all remember America's Top Model? That's what that made me think of. But I'm feeling like Texas is trying to come for Florida's neck because it has just been some straight foolishness. So let's just take time to love on each other. Let's take time to be kind to one another, and help your friend out and your fellow man, and just be kind. It's not always easy, but it is necessary to help this world to be a little bit better of a place, because let's be honest, sometimes it is real crappy out here. Okay. It is truly really crappy out here in the real world. So let's just take a moment to be kind to each other, and let's take a moment to just kind of detox and relax and take a break from social media, because social media isn't real, honestly. Okay. We show you all the pretty photos, and we show you all the pretty planners and pretty makeup and pretty spreads and all these different things, but we don't show you the things that are like going wrong, you know, like we still got bills to pay. We still got mortgages and rent and houses to buy and car payments and family members getting sick and some in the hospital. We don't show you all the really, really ugly things. And like I said, even with September being PCOS awareness, I don't show you guys every day of my life what PCOS is like. I don't show you guys the struggle that, yes, I come here and I'm super happy and I'm bubbly and I'm telling you guys it's Friday and I'm saying I'm feeling really good. And sometimes, you guys, I'm not feeling really good, but I'm pushing through anyway, because I always want to give you guys the best version of me. But I am learning that it's okay to not always be okay. Like, I'm allowed to say that, like, you guys, I have a rough week and this is what's going on, and that I live with an invisible illness. And so, yeah, this is just something that was on my mind to talk about with you guys. It's just like, take a moment to unplug, take a moment to live in the real world, and spend more time with your loved ones and your friends and family. Like I said, tomorrow is not promised. We really live in the unknown, and it is nice for us to just kind of unplug and just be in that moment, because once those moments are gone, you can never get them back. So yeah, take that time to really self-care. And that's what I've been doing this month, is really just trying to take time for me, really take time to self-care. I haven't necessarily been in my journal, but I do enjoy like leaving a journal or like a little blurb or something in my passion planner weekly about my week and things that, like that. And just trying to keep up with my health and just stay focused and positive. And I noticed that unplugging a little bit, I don't have to unplug all day, but if I unplug 2 or 3 hours throughout the day, that helps me. If I unplug when my hubs is home and we're just eating dinner and we watch TV and we laugh, that is great, because you guys, we have ventured into wife swap and we started at season 1. And let me tell you, I have been just every night I've been in tears, like either laughing or just in tears, because like some of the parents of the kids have realized like they have let their kids get out of control, or they like are real life hoarders and didn't know they were hoarders. Like, yeah, it is. And Wife Swap is really good. If you have never watched Wife Swap, I definitely advise you to check it out, because it ain't a time that I ain't laughing. I'd be like, oh, I know she ain't let them kids talk to her like that. I know she didn't let the husband talk to her like that. Like, what is wrong with these folks? It's really interesting to see like the ones that are like super like rich and like have a lot of money and like very bougie. And then they go to like this country ass town with some llamas or some shit. And and then they like, what in the hell am I doing out here? Yeah, some of these episodes be having me cracked up. So I highly recommend the Wife Swap show, because it is hilarious. And I actually really enjoy watching it with my hubs. Me and him are always just like, oh, I know this is not happening. But yeah, I have enjoyed that. Also, you guys, last week in last week's episode, I talked a lot about the PBC sale. And y'all, so in the PVC sale, I had all this idea of like how many shops that I was going to shop with, what I was going to buy, what I was going to do. And then when it came time for the actual sale, okay, when it came time for me to spend the coins, I started analyzing the things, because during this time, I told you guys that I'm also like decluttering. I'm getting rid of things. I'm rearranging things, reorganizing things, looking through things that like, okay, girl, you have never used this, or you have a lot of this. You can share it with someone. Those types of things. When I look through a lot of the stickers and things that I had, I said, okay, I'm going to limit myself to this. And I didn't buy from every shop. I think I purchased from like 2 shops. The Honeybee shop being one of them. It just was my favorite. I love the washing. And I can't remember the other shop, because now I have put the stuff away and can't remember. Okay. I just can't remember. I put the stuff away. So I am sorry about that. But this led me to something that I was thinking about, how much we buy things that we don't need. The consumerism that's in the community, that is just really based around like one company, but it can overflow into other areas of your life. Or when you leave this company, it still flows with you to just feel like you have to buy all the things. And if I'm being honest, I was really bad a few years ago. My consumerism was out of control. I was going to Michael's and Joann's at least every other day. And it was ridiculous. I was spending my money. I was spending my hub's money. I would have spent your money, girl. Okay. I was out here just really just buying up the sticker books and the things that I really didn't need. Like, for example, when I bought Miss Maker, did I technically need 4 Miss Makers? No, I didn't. I bought 2 classics and I bought 2 mini classics. Okay. And then I bought like the accessory book. I bought the folders. I bought the pins. I bought the washi. I literally bought all those things. And some of those things I never, ever touched. That's why I was able to sell off two of the sticker books, because I had never, ever touched them. I never used them. I just had them sitting down, collecting dust, not using them. And it made me think about how much I was spending money, and then realizing that sometimes this said brand, okay, basically recycles their products over and over again. And while, okay, we get it, maybe there is recycled because they want to bring back something new that people are just now coming into the community and they didn't get their hands on it, they get a chance to get their hands on it. But honestly, to me, it's just kind of sickening, because nothing ever changes. It's always the same. And even though it's in a different color scheme, it's the same stuff. It's the same things over and over again. But somehow you get wrapped up in this mentality, and you get wrapped up in the consumerism, that you feel like, okay, I have to buy all of this. I have to have it. I have to keep up with the Joneses. I have to have what they have. My planner has to look like theirs. I have to have every planner that they come out with. I have to have all the washi. I have to have all the planners. I have to have all the sticker books, all these things. And we don't even use them. They're sitting on their shelves. I cannot tell you how many actual notebooks that I bought that were in my head. I said, okay, this is great. I can buy this notebook. I will, at least I get the cover and the disc. Okay, how many discs do you need? How many covers do you need? You're only using like one planner at a time. And it wasn't that I was switching covers every day or every week. It just, in my head, I thought, okay, if I buy this on clearance, even when it was on clearance, my head would be, oh, it's on clearance, so I might as well buy these and I can get used to these. And at least if I don't use the paper, I'll still have the disc and I'll still have the cover to switch out my covers and make dividers and do all these things. And what I realized was that I wasn't really doing those things. I wasn't really being creative with the products. And I think when all of us have the same sticker book, and all of us have the same planner, and all of us have the same washi, all the spreads are starting to look the same. You look on Instagram and it's a sea of all the same things. It's no individuality. We lose some of our authenticity. A lot of that is just kind of lost, and it's just kind of set down by the wayside. And I know for me, when I moved away from this brand and I just said, you know what, I'm going to buy an A5 wide, and I'm going to make that my main planner. My A5 wide is my catch-all planner. And then I have a regular A5, which is my social media planner. I just like to keep, though I keep a lot of things in my catch-all planner, there are certain things that I just like to write down separate from that planner. When it comes to certain things with my social media, just so I can see it separately. If there's a meeting, yes, I will put the meeting if there's a meeting for the podcast, I will put the meeting in both of my planners, but it's nice to see it separated so I can write down, okay, this is who the meeting is with. This is what we're going to go over. And all of that is in my social media planner, and I don't have to look or find a place for it. And especially in the sea of my catch-all planner. And then I have a B6 rings. And then I also have a passion planner. And I'm going to be adding one other planner to my lineup very soon, which is going to be a passion planner daily. But I said all that to say is that when I stepped away from this brand and I started doing spreads in my other planner, which was my A5 wide, I found that I was somewhat having a difficult time because I had somewhere lost my spark. I had somewhere lost my creativity. I had somewhere lost who Queen was as a planner. I couldn't figure out, like, yeah, I'm still making cute spreads, but they weren't spreads that truly brought me joy. I noticed that the planner didn't bring me joy. The stickers didn't bring me joy. And now that I have stepped away from this brand and I'm using other stickers and I'm using other brands from smaller companies, small shops, look, shop small, seriously. You can find some of the dopest things when you shop small with these girls out here, because these small shops are bringing the heat. And I said this before, they are definitely bringing the heat. They are stepping on people's necks, and there are wonderful, beautiful products out here that you can really make your planner your own. And you never really have to buy from this company unless you just truly want to. And look, and if you want to, if you want all the things and that's what you want to do, okay, fine. By all means, do whatever you want to do. I'm not here to tell you that you don't. But if there's anybody out there feeling like they have to compete with keeping up with buying all the things and they have to keep up with the Joneses, you do not have to. Your planner is for you. You bought the planner for you to help you crush your goals, to help you keep up with your daily life, to help you keep up with your home life, your work life, whatever that looks like for you. That's what you bought your planner for. And I know for me, it just didn't seem like I was really happy in my planner. I was more so just, you guys, I just literally was more so just buying the things so I could keep up with everybody else, buying all the things so that when I did post online that I wouldn't fall behind and wouldn't not be in trend with everyone else and what everyone else is using. And you know what? That's BS. You know who's only thinking like that? The people working with the same brand. And I'm not even going to give the brand, say the brand's name. You know, you get it. They're on this. And, you know, everybody, all the people that are with that brand think that they need to have all these things in order to stay on trend, and you don't, because nobody cares what trend you're on. As long as I could do a mermaid spread in the middle of fall and everybody is going to be like, oh my God, queen, I'm loving your mermaid spread, girl. Why? Because it was something different. It didn't matter what I put in my planner. If it made me happy, if it brought me joy, that's all that matters. And if people didn't like it, who cares? Because what I did in my planner, I did in my planner. I did it for me. And this goes all the way back to me keep saying that I make the planner don't make me. And I just honestly just feel like if we can ever get the grasp of that, if we can ever understand that we don't need all the things, we don't need to consume all these products that these companies keep pushing at us and pushing in our face, and it's okay to say no. It was really hard during that PBC sale because in my head, I thought, okay, I need to buy from this shop and I need to buy from this shop and I need to buy from this shop. And while I enjoy supporting small shops, I realized I did not need all the things because I looked around in my house and I had quite a bit of things that either I hadn't opened or I hadn't used. And I said, okay, we're either going to sell these off or either going to give them away, but we're going to make more room for new things. But now is not the time. Is it okay to shop with a couple of shops? Yeah. But to just buy all the things, to say that you bought a whole bunch of things during this sale is not cool. And I have to put myself in check quite often. And I'm saying this in the nicest way possible because I really just feel like some people are not really happy with all this stuff. They are just putting all these things in their house or they're buying all these things. And it brings you temporary joy. That's what it does. It brings you temporary joy. And once you kind of zone in on that and figure out why you're buying all these things, why you feel like you need all these things, maybe just take a step back and figure that out. You will realize you don't really need them. You don't really need to be able to stay all the sticker books to stay on trend. You don't really, I mean, seriously, sometimes the fall sticker book is the same fall sticker book from last year. Like we only gonna use it for what? We're only using the fall sticker book from October or maybe September to November. Okay. And by the time November hits, we're all over fall. Okay. We don't want to hear nothing else about no PSL by the time November hits. Okay. We've already PSL'd out. Okay. We're done. It's fall, y'all. We done with that. Okay. So then we're off onto Christmas and the winter vibes and all of those things. So why are we continuing to buy the same fall sticker book over and over again? Why are we continuing to buy the same Christmas sticker book over and over again? Okay, it's the same. They might have just changed one thing and then it's like, oh, we got a new Christmas book. And it's like, no, boo, you don't have a new Christmas book. You have a recycled Christmas book. And I think that in our heads, because it's new and it's fresh and we're supposed to be like, oh, this is so innovative and it's new and it's fresh and we should all go out and buy it. Woohoo. And at the end of the day, no, because all the thing is that our planners are all looking the same. All of our creativity has been placed into a planner to set us up to just be like, okay, well, you have to organize these stickers and arrange them in a way that they look really, really cute, but they're not really who you are in the planner. You are not in the planner. You didn't put any of your creativity or your authentic self into your planner because you're too busy using these products that are basically training the creativity out of you, I should say. Because honestly, that's what I felt like. I felt like when I got into my A5 wide, my creativity was kind of like, I was like, where are you? Where are you? What do I do? How do I plan? And one of the first things I decided to do was, okay, I'm going to slow down on just using their stickers in general. I know I said that I was just going to use the stickers because I have a lot of them, but I decided if I just slow down on using those stickers and just zone in on using small shops or just other sticker brands that I had around in my house, that I could figure out who I was as a planner. And I know that for me, I am very true to, I'm a decorative planner. I will choose decorative over functional any day. If I feel like I can't be decorative, I can't plan in the planner. Decorative is just really, really important to me. It's what brings me back to my planner. And so for me not to have any creativity in that area to be decorative, it really bothered me because that's who I am as a person. And the moment that I started like using other brands and using other companies, I was able to kind of see who I am as a planner. Like, I've been going back kind of to my roots of where I first started, like doing, I did a fun makeup spread. I did a really cute spread with like some florals and leopard print. Like, I just was able to find who I am as a planner and not have to rely on just the planner helping me with my creativity or helping me with my authenticity. And I think that's one of the things that if you look at your page or you look at your planner, you say, where am I in this planner? Where am I in this feed? Where do I see me on my creative side? If you think about it, all my photos are on a pink background, sometimes a wood background, and a blue background. That's me. That's my aesthetics. That's what I like to see. And if you kind of look at my feed is kind of uniformed, but you still see me when you look at the feed. I love decorating my flat lays and making it really cute. And I love to add flowers and all these things. I really like to put me inside. Lately, I have been really into like, I call them junky photos, but I like to add like a bunch of things like my pens and planners and stickers and all these things around my planner opened up on my flat lay and then take my photo. I have really been into that. I have been just really trying to find myself and step outside of like consuming all the products, because when you start just buying everything, you don't have a place to put it. You're literally like a hoarder's edition. You're running out of space to put these things, but somehow your brain is just trained that you need to have it all. You need to buy it all. And I'm here to tell you that you don't need it all. You don't have to buy it all. You don't have to keep up with the Joneses. You don't have to keep up with anybody but you. You don't have to be anybody but you. And if you guys can take just one thing away from today's episode, is just take a moment to be you. Like, take a step back and say, okay, what will make me happy? What will make my presence here in the community something? And not just be that I got all the sticker books first, or I was able to show these off first, or I own every sticker book that was ever made. Okay, cool. That's nice. But does it make you happy? Does it feel sometimes, you know, are we just filling voids with product? Are we just filling in things that we should be working on ourselves with product, thinking that, okay, this is a perfect band-aid. This is going to make me happy. And I think if we can kind of come together and check in on ourselves and say, okay, I need to check in. I need to ask myself some questions. I need to take a step back from this community and figure out, do I need all the things? And like I said, if all the things make you happy and you feel like you're good on that end, hey, by all means, buy all the things. But I really do think that consumerism has just really taken over our minds. It has taken over our homes. It has taken over in some of our relationships where we just feel like we have to get all the things. And I know for me is that consumerism was so bad that I talked about this story before, but consumerism was so bad that I remember that I went shopping and with my friend for some Happy Planner stuff. This was probably maybe 2 years ago. And I remember that they only had one planner. Me and her both wanted this planner, but we both had a backup option. And this particular day when we went shopping, we were at Hobby Lobby and they didn't have my backup option, but they had her backup option and one unicorn planner. And so I said, okay, well, I'll take the unicorn planner. She can have the backup option. And then later we will go to like Joann's and all these other stores to find her the unicorn planner. She had a full-on grown-up baby tantrum in the store that they did not have the purple unicorn planner that she wanted, and she was pissed off, and she just like went bat crazy, okay? And it upset me to the point was because I am, people don't know me, but I'm a super giving person. And I was like, girl, you know that you could have just said, Hey, can I just have this planner today? I really want it really bad. She could have just, she knows me that even if I bought the planner, I would have never stopped looking for the planner for her. Like none of these things, but in her head, she had to have that planner. She needed that planner. And it came out in the worst way. It really affected our friendship. Because it was just like, wow, these products are changing who you are as a person. You're thinking that you have to have this planner, and now you're displaying and acting this way in the store over a planner. You know, and I've seen people be really rude and nasty to each other over planners, over stickers, and just kind of not understand why people are talking about consumerism and talking about these things, because I almost feel like it is like a shopping addiction. You have to have all these things and you have to buy all these things. And let me just tell you, when I look around at my house now, you know, we're saving to buy a house and we're figuring out, you know, looking at the house market, figuring out where we want to live and all these different things. And I look around my house and I look at all these sticker books that I got. I could have probably bought my house by now. Okay. If I had left them sticker books alone, if I had left them extra planners alone, I left them notebooks alone that I've never used, I probably could have my house by now. I have spent thousands of dollars on these products and I don't even care about them. I don't care about them. I don't like looking at them. They're whatever to me. I don't pull them off my shelf quite often. Any of those things. They are just sitting here collecting dust and what? I could have put my money somewhere else. So that's what I'm saying. Like, we need to just take a step back, kind of check in with ourselves, check in with our mentals and say, hey, let me see, do I really need this? Or am I just buying to keep up with the Joneses? And I do think at the end of the day that this company does really push and promote these products in order for us to consume them in the way that we do. They're pushing and pumping out products like every other month. They're making it a big deal. Oh, we came out with this. We came out with this. And a lot of times it is recycled. It's nothing that's really new or fresh or innovating. It's the same thing, but we've all got this mentality that I have got to have it first. I need it, need it, need it. And in reality, you already have 10 or 15 of the same sticker, you know? I can't tell you how many sticker books I have opened that basically say bold and brave, and it's bold and brave everywhere, bold and brave everywhere, bold and brave everywhere. And this is another thing that I wanted to talk about too. I feel like this company kind of trains your mind in a way. So this is something that I paid attention to the other day. I had noticed that I never thought of like the one little word before until like a couple years ago. And you guys have remembered me talking about how I thought the one little word was like a joke. It's just, it's not going to really work. But as I started using the one little word, I have truly just started to believe in that one little word. And it is something that I have just kind of held true to over the last couple of years. And my first year that I decided to choose words were, I know that God gave me the words, but at the same time, in my head, I had to look back and say, okay, maybe I saw these words somewhere else. And I just happened to see them again in a scripture. And that's what made me like zone in on the words, but I had already seen the words somewhere else. And I'm saying this because it was literally like the moment of like, if you ever seen Get Out, the lady's like stirring the teacup, right? And he just got used to it. You're used to just hearing her stir that teacup, right? She was training him. She was training his mind and he didn't even know it. And that's literally what this company does, is like they're training your mind and you don't even know it. And I opened up the sticker books, and as I started thinking about my first year, words were bold and brave, right? And I can't tell you how many sticker books I own in this house that I can flip through right now that I look through that say bold and brave, bold and brave, bold and brave. I actually found one the other day, bold and brave. Those words are all over the stickers. They're all over pens. They're all over different washi. Like, you can open up any of their sticker books right now, and I bet you and guarantee you that you can find a sticker that says bold and brave. Those words, while they are meant to be positive and they're supposed to be like affirmations and things, I do feel like the way that they put these things in sticker books over and over again, they are training our mind. And I think this is where it comes in, where a lot of people are like, this is cult-like behavior, because of the way we act about these products, the way we are quick to just, as soon as somebody speaks up and says, okay, this is enough, we should be doing this, and that this company is wrong, and we're trying to hold them accountable. People are like, don't you come for my beloved company? You know, don't you come for this company because they are just amazing and blah, 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 blah. But in a way, they are training us to think that because they're steady pumping us with the choose joy, choose happy. And when you do that to a person, telling them to choose joy and choose happy, in a way, you're telling someone to stuff their feelings. And as an adult now, when I look back at things that happened to me as a kid, where I felt like I couldn't express myself fully where I needed to, and now I'm in the position as an adult saying, okay, let me heal from this. Let me grow from these things where I'm able to just voice my opinion, say what I want. Because when you're telling someone who's going through something to just choose happy or to just choose joy, you're telling them to eat their feelings. You're telling them to suffer in silence. And if we think about it, a lot of the community, we don't feel comfortable coming and saying, hey guys, I'm having a bad day today. Hey guys, this is what happened to me. Can you just say a prayer for me, or can you send me some love or healing or whatever it is that you guys believe in, right? We don't feel comfortable doing that because we have already been told automatically to just choose joy. So no matter what happens to you, if you get hit by a bus and break your neck, okay, you better lay on that gurney and choose joy. That's what you better do. Like, we have been trained to choose those things. We have been trained to be told that we are supposed to suck in our feelings. We're supposed to stuff those down. But what happens when you stuff things down too much? Somebody's going to blow up and it ain't going to be pretty. And that's what I'm starting to realize, is that this is why I chose that I needed to back up. And I started realizing some things that were going on with me because, yeah, I grew up in a way sometimes where you're just not really supposed to be speaking your feelings, okay? You're supposed to kind of keep some things to yourself. And I feel like after a while, stuffing things, you're going to blow up. And not only just blow up, it ain't going to be pretty. And things may just be changed forever that you can't ever put yourself back together. And I don't want to see anybody come to that point where they're just completely broken and they can't really put themselves back together in the way, in a healthy way. And when you're telling someone to choose joy or choose happy or bold and brave, sometimes people will make a mistake because they think that this is what they're supposed to do. This is the direction or the path that they are supposed to be on. And that's not necessarily their path or their journey or their direction. But because we have told them to choose happy and stuff it down, they're deciding, oh, well, you know, I could be in a domestic abusive situation, but I'm going to choose to be happy. No, we want you to get out of that situation. And we have got to stop telling people that they have to choose joy when there's not joy. Sometimes we need to take a moment. We need to cry. Sometimes we need to scream. Sometimes we need to throw something. Sometimes we need to yell. We need to do all of those things in order to say, okay, whew, I got a handle on it now. Now let me sit down and figure out how I'm going to work out this problem. But if you're telling a person to continuously choose joy over and over again and not allow them to sit down and work out their issues and not allow them to get their feelings out and talk to other friends or talk to other people or even come to the community and say, hey guys, I'm having a bad day. Can someone give me a word of advice? I've learned so much from amazing women sharing their stories in the community, but if I hadn't ever stepped away from this brand, I don't think I would have learned that. I don't think I would have been friends with Cassie. I don't think I would have taken the leaps of faith that I've taken. I don't think that my growth would be where it is right now because I was too busy choosing joy, choosing happy, and just thinking that you always have to have a smile on your face and you can't authentically really be yourself if you are always choosing joy. And let me tell you, this side of being just myself and being really silly and my crazy sense of humor and you guys getting me and we laugh and we joke, I enjoy this so much more than just stuffing my feelings and stuffing my emotions and me being able to say, you know what? I woke up in a mood today and I'm choosing violence. And all of y'all are like, okay, queen, who you choosing violence on today? You know, like, I enjoy that. And I enjoy that I'm able to freely speak up and freely be me and not feel ridiculed or exiled by my friends, because that is something that's happening too, that we're exiling people or canceling people. You know, it's not cool. And we have got to do better. And I have learned that I have really got to pay attention to the things that I'm buying, the things that I'm putting in my house, the things that bring me joy. And if it doesn't bring me joy or it doesn't make me happy, I won't purchase it. If I don't think I'm going to use it or need it, I don't purchase it. I don't bring it in my house. And I'm just being more aware of the things that I'm buying. I'm being more aware of the products that I use in my planners. And I'm being more aware of that this is my planner, that this is me in this community. And you can take it or leave it. And I'm not going to be hurt if you leave it, because I'm being authentically me. My authenticity is here to stay, basically. And I just kind of wanted to say that because this has really been bothering me. And I've just kind of noticed that people are, you know, if you speak up, you're being exiled. People who have been friends with people, been cool with people, we're all using the same planner. We can all be together. And the community has been divided because if you're not using these products, then I can't really follow you. And if you speak against this, I can't really talk to you. And it's really sad, you know? And we've already talked about how, you know, if you're not offended by something, doesn't mean that somebody else is not offended by something. If you're not hurt by something, doesn't mean that somebody else is not hurt by something. And see, this goes all the way back to that mentality of that we're supposed to choose joy. We're supposed to choose happy. I've heard it out of other people's mouth that, you know, when you're speaking up, that's drama. That's negativity. You're not supposed to be doing those things. But I'm going to continue to speak up for not only my Black life, but my friends' Black lives. I'm going to speak up for all the Black Indigenous people of color, always and forever. I will always stand on the right side of history, and I will always make sure that companies that I shop with and brands that I use stand with my core values and who I am as a person, because that is what is most important. Not what planner I'm using, not what planner they're using, because at the end of the day, I really don't care what planner you're using. I really don't care what stickers you're using. I just want you to be more aware of the things that you are buying, the things that you are purchasing. Be more aware of the company, how they're pumping out these certain things and these certain words over and over again. It kind of trains you. And I think that is where the cult-like mentality comes from. And I think that sometimes some of us honestly just need to like step back, take a breather, and figure out where we really want to be in life. And I keep saying this over and over as well, is that if you have any kids and children, don't you want to tell them that you were on the right side of history? Don't you want to tell them that you stood up for something? And this is another thing. If you don't stand up for something, if you don't believe in something, you'll fall for anything. And I don't want to fall for anything. I want to make sure that I'm out here supporting my friends, making sure that I'm pouring into them, they're pouring into me, and that we are out here supporting each other. And if one climbs up the ladder one step, they're turning around saying, hey, girl, reach out your hand. I'm going to help pull you up a couple steps, you know? So that is what we should be doing for each other. And that is kind of, you know, where I wanted to go with this conversation today. I didn't mean to get so deep, but it was just things that I have just really been thinking about, and just things that I just thought, like, you know what, let me share what I've been thinking about, things that I have just really noticed, and how I'm trying to remove those things and how I'm trying to grow as a person. I will be 36 next month. Oh my God. First of all, let me say something about that. My mama had the audacity. Y'all, I don't know why she does this to me, but she did this about 6 months ago. She goes, 6 months today, you'll be 36. And I looked at her like, I texted her and said, why are you texting me that? And then you guys, earlier this week, she texted me on the 20th and said, 1 month from the day, you'll be 36. I was like, why do you keep telling me I'm going to be 36? Thank you, Mom. Thank you for letting me know that I'm an old lady. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. No, honey, 36 is the new 26. I am really excited about my birthday. And speaking of my birthday, you guys know that my birthday is in October. It's October 20th. I call it Queentober. All month long, we will be celebrating. I'm going to drop you guys a couple of hints. A lot of you babes have been asking me about a certain platform and would I be starting one? And the answer is yes. If you know what platform it is, I would highly encourage you guys to DM me and let me know what platform you think it is. I will be moving to very soon. I'm really excited about it. I'm also freaking nervous. And also, you guys have been asking for something else that will also drop in Queentober. And I'm just going to say you can wear it. Okay. Those are some sneak peeks that I'm kind of trying to give you guys. A lot of you guys have been kind of trying to figure it out. And I have been like, let me not say. But I'm really, really excited. And I'm really proud of myself. I don't think that I would have done this if I hadn't been on this path that I'm on this journey that I'm on, and just having amazing friends who are very supportive and saying that you can do it. I do want to shout out my girl Cass. She is on Team Fancy and she comes through every week on Team Fancy. I just want to shout her out and tell her that I love her so much. I'm so grateful for her. And I'm just so grateful for all of you who just take the time out every week to listen to the show and to support me, even when I have to move the show to every other week, because sometimes life just comes in. And let's just be real. 2021 just honestly has started out like a whole dumpster fire. It really did. I was just like, put it out. I don't want to be here anymore. I want to go home. I want to go home. Yeah, I just didn't want to be here anymore. I just literally felt like I was living in another planet. 2021 was just straight trash at the very beginning, but it has gotten better and it has really forced me to use my word of the year, which was faith. And I've had to have faith in areas that I didn't even expect that I would have to have faith. And I'm learning now even more to lean on my word of faith and just take a leap of faith. And if I fall on my face and it doesn't work out, hey girl, that's fine too. But at least I took the leap of faith. And it just kind of brings me back all the way. Like every time I think about it, that word just brings me back full circle to my very first episode where it says, take the leap of faith. And honestly, I took the leap of faith with the podcast and it has been one of the best experiences that I've ever had. And it has brought me friendships that I never thought I would have. It has repaired friendships. This podcast has just been so amazing. And I love you guys so much, okay? The babes who write me every week who are just saying, hey girl, we're listening to the episode. You have touched me so much. Thank you for sharing your journey and all these things. You guys are just absolutely amazing. And if you guys could help your girl out, go over and write an Apple review. That would be amazing. Just do something to help me support the show, whether you just share it on Instagram or you write an Apple review, anything like that. It's free. It's free 99. Okay, girl. So I feel like you guys can do that. You're just saying, Queen, you need your own show. Queen, you're not famous yet. Well, girl, did you share? You didn't share my show. Okay, share my show. but yeah, I just wanted to say that I love you guys so much and you guys are so supportive. And the last thing I want to talk to you guys about is that it is the last quarter of the year. And I think we have the last 100 days, less than 100 days, something like that. I don't know, child. It's some days, okay? We now have the last quarter of the year staring us in the face, the last 3 months. And what I want to say to you guys is that if you have anything that's on your goal list, anything that you want to accomplish, anything that you want to try, don't wait till the new year to write New Year's resolutions, because resolutions fall to the side. But goals are here to stay. Write those goals down. If you already have them written down, start putting a plan of action into motion of how you're going to accomplish those goals and how you're going to get there before the new year. I am happy to support all of you guys. I'm happy to just love on you guys. And if I can do anything to encourage you guys, that would be motivate yourself. Let me motivate you and tell you that you got this. You can do this. Whatever you got your heart set on, you got this. If you want to lose 10 pounds, if you want to have 100 followers, if you want to have 10,000 followers, any of those goals that you still have, push for them. Write a plan of action. Write off the content that you want to create, whatever it is that you want to do, and know that I'm out here cheering you on and I'm supporting you and you got this. All you have to do is just take the leap of faith and just do it. And I promise you it's a little scary because I go through it all the time, but we can be scared together and we can hold each other's hand and we can make the steps, the baby steps together. Okay. And for me, I have learned that with doing big things, if I take a little step at a little time, if I just do one thing at a time, going towards each of the goals, if I do one thing at a time, before I know it, I've made the goal. Make sure you're manifesting, make sure you're putting it out into the universe or telling God the things that you want and really meaning them and really believing that they're going to come true. Because let me tell you, some of the things that I said, I just said in passing and I thought about them and I manifested them. You know, I wasn't sure if they were going to happen or not, But I said, you know what? This is what I want. This is my goal. This is my dream. This is my passion. And I want to be a content creator, and I want these things to happen, and I want this amount of followers. And you guys, I have seen the change. I have seen the growth, and things that I asked for in friendships. I have seen the growth and the change in my friendships, and that I have found people who I truly love and respect, and they truly love and respect me, and that we are out here to support each other, and we really got each other's backs. And I'm grateful for that. So anything that you guys have your mindset to, we're in the last quarter of the year, you got goals you need to crush, you got things you're working on, go get them, boo. Go get them, okay? We out here supporting you. We out here cheering you on. And I love you guys so much. And so, yeah, that is all that I wanted to say today. I hope you guys are having an amazing Friday, because I know I am, okay? Yeah, I thank you guys for tuning in this Friday. You guys have been so amazing, and I am just so grateful for you, babes. And with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. But remember that Sunday is self-care Sunday, okay? So make sure you go drink that glass of wine. Make sure you take care of you. Make sure you relax, run that bubble bath, all of those things. Make sure you're out here giving, loving on yourself, because that you are the most important person. And you can't pour from an empty cup, boo. So take time to recharge, unplug, refill your cup, recharge. And yeah, go for the gold out here, okay? And I just wanted to say also that if you guys aren't following me, please make sure you follow me over on Fancy Plans and Things Radio on Instagram, as well as Queen's Fancy Plans on Instagram, so we can chat. And yeah, I love hearing from you, babes, after you guys listen to the show. So make sure you're doing that. And until next time, stay fancy.